Well, I better get going. Your show's almost on.
I was blown away. What could I say? It all seemed to make sense. You're taking away everything, and I can't deal with that. I try to see the good in life, but good things in life are hard to find. Blood away.
Welcome to room 340, right here on the 44th floor.
Something's wrong with you, really.
No, I'm feeling really good. I am. The voices in my head are a low hum today. Plus, the medicines have been administered and the straitjacket is on extra tight once again. Why? Well, because I have brought to you another great show.
Maybe you should double your medication.
Yeah,
I'll put that on my to-do list.
Well, thank you, but I'm fine. I'm just really excited because it's going to be, like I said, another great show, and I'm glad you are here to be a part of it.
We have to keep it rocking so no one comes a-knocking.
We do, because somebody will email me. They'll be like, Crazy Jay, I tuned into the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I wasn't rocking. And if I'm not rocking, how can you call it the Rockin' Comedy Show? You laugh, but it's true. I will get those emails. I did more laughing than I did rocking, Jay. Okay? Seriously, it's not the rocking comedy show. It's just the comedy show. You don't know what I go through, but we're going to have a great show. Either way, I do promise you. Now, many of you may or may not know, but the website was down for about 2 weeks, and Webmaster Zach, we got to give it up for him, because he's been working around the clock, hard at work, because we had some viruses and some hackers, and...
Well, thank you, because that clears up absolutely nothing.
Well, I wasn't done. They took out about 100 servers or so at the company where Zach works, and that company, of course, is connected to bringing you the Rockin' Comedy Show. So, I mean, wow. Took over 100 servers out.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex.
That's right. But Zach did a great job working around the clock to get it back up to bring you some more rockin' good times.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime. It's a survival trait.
So why don't we thank Zach for doing such a great job?
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Hey, thanks!
Hey, you're welcome. But now, like I was saying, this is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I bring it to you from the padded walls of my electric sandbox right here on the 44th floor.
Let's just cut the shit and get down to business. I ain't got all day.
I guess I can't say I bring it to you every week when hackers take it down. But it is what I was saying, the Rockin' Comedy Show. And that makes me your host, Crazy Jay. On the show today, we've got some new music from a group called Leaving Springfield. They are a local band here from Vegas.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
And we're going to have some music from them. Ah, they're a great group, too. And they're also going to be visiting the 44th floor of the Rockin' Comedy Show here in a couple of weeks. So we're going to have that for you, plus some new music from another group called the Four Zoas. They are not a local band, but they are pretty amazing. I think you're going to really, really like them. Plus, we've got some great comedy music from Dino Mike and some Dino Mike news. I'm not going to give you too much, but I got a little bit of news for you. Weird Al Yankovic, Mark Eddy, and because I want to help keep you laughing all day long. We're going to have some stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy, that's right, from Kathleen Madigan, Rodney Carrington, George Wallace, Vinny Favorito, and more.
That's all, bitches.
Well, actually, it's not. We do have a lot more. There's a fun little thing we do each and every hour called Not in the News News, actual news stories that are just a little too weird for the mainstream media, but I bring them to your attention. Plus, we're going to have your request, and joining us next hour here on the 44th floor, a great band from Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
They are a great group called Stone Dead Roses, and they're going to be here to perform for us next hour and also talk with us.
Rock this joint!
Yeah, and we're definitely going to do that because they're a great band. We're going to have a lot of fun with them. But on top of this being a really big show and a fun show, it's going to be fun because we're going to start things off with some Weird Al.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Well, you should be. I thought it would be appropriate due to the hacking and virus problem that we had this week to get things started with a Weird Al tune. I think you guys know where I'm going with this one, don't ya? It's from a CD called Straight Outta Linwood. Here is Weird Al now with his song called Virus Alert. I think you might have heard this one before. Here it is for you now.
Hey everyone, listen up your attention if you please. Really wanna give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese, better not go taking the chances under no circumstances. You open it or else it will transmit. It's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out, erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, delete immediately before someone gets hurt. For this message I'm to everybody. Soon, very soon, it will make all the main feel off your walls. It'll make your keyboard all sticky, give your poodle a hickey, and invest your cash in stock in your own Disney. Then it will tie up your phone, making crank long distance calls. It'll set your clocks back an hour and start fogging the shower, so just trash it now. It's gonna melt your face right off your skull.
Look out!
And make your iPod only play Jethro Tull.
Look out!
And tell you knock-knock jokes while you're trying to sleep.
Look out!
And make you physically attracted to sheep.
Look out!
Steal your identity and your credit card.
Look out!
Buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards.
Look out!
Then cause a major rip in time and space, and leave a bunch of Twinkie wrappers all over the place. Let's write it some
virus alert.
Delete immediately before someone gets hurt. Immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Warn all your friends, send this to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now. If you get infected, you'll wish you had never been born. So before it emails your grandmother all of your porn, turn off your computer and make sure it powers.
Don't need your authority. Came down to the breakfast table, felt like I could die. Tried so hard, but wasn't able to look you in the eye. For I am feeling so much shame, yes, I have brought disgrace. Can tell I've soiled my good name by the look upon your face. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Well, dry your eyes, don't be so sad. If you could just forgive me and talk to me, Dad. Talk to me, Dad. I didn't hear you enter, no, I didn't hear the door. With my hand upon my member and my pants upon the floor. Now burnt into your brain is an image you despise, like blood and guts and starving kids and Stevie Wonder's eyes. Well, it seemed last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Well, dry your eyes, don't be so sad. But I wouldn't use those tissues, they've already been had. Talk to me, Dad. The look upon your face made my swollen gland diminish. So I said, could you close the door? I really want to finish. Now, Daddy, I'm ashamed and I completely understand if you never want to hug again or even shake my hand. Well, it seemed last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Well, dry your eyes, don't be so sad. Just because it was your bed, it's not that bad. When I was only 17, you told me it was dirty. So it must be really creepy when your kid is pushing 30. But you cannot tell me, Dad, you had never had a whack at the thing that hangs below your belt and bumps into your sack. Well, it seemed last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Well, dry your eyes, don't be so sad. But I wouldn't use those tissues, they've already been. But just because it was your bed, it's not that. Daddy, Daddy, please forgive me and talk to me, Dad. Talk to me, Dad. Thank you, good night!
Look at my newborn and say, damn, that's an ugly baby. Damn, that's an ugly ass baby. I'm feeling quite concerned. My semen must have turned. Cause damn, that's an ugly baby. I can't believe this came from me. Think her mom did too much LSD. She's skinny like a twig, at least her nuts are big. But the placenta is cuter than she is. Damn, that's an ugly baby. Goddamn, that's an ugly ass baby. I can't take her home today, she'll scare the dog away. Cause damn, that's an ugly baby. She smiles, I find Shane McGowan comes to mind. It makes me want to cry when I look into her good eye. I always wanted kids. Is it wrong to hope for SIDS?
Fuck
you. It's my fucking baby.
Then the doctor calls me in. Mr. Lynch, she has a twin. Damn, that's a good looking baby. One for two on the good looking babies. I almost start to weep. Now this one we can keep, 'cause that was an ugly ass. Damn, that's an ugly baby.
Come on everybody, sing along.
Damn, that's an ugly baby.
Sing, fuckers, come on.
Damn, that's an ugly baby.
Woo!
Damn, that's an ugly baby. She's got one good tooth and one ear and one eye, and thank God just one nose, but it's on her left thigh. Now doctor, I'm asking you guy to guy, would a really, really, really late term abortion still fly?
Oh no, my baby,
not me. I don't want no ugly baby. I said, damn, that's an ugly baby.
Thank you! Good
Japanese
night!
Food, that's some kind of a different thing. Japanese food has great aesthetics, great presentation. It comes to the table. Some idiot always says, oh, you know what? It looks too good to eat. Yeah, well, pass that shit over here. We'll see how it looks in a minute. Don't you hate when you're at the table and somebody goes, oh, I was going to order that. I'll have some of yours. And lose your hand in the process. I'll buy you whatever you want. I always pick up the check, but you can't have my shit. I guard it like a bulldog. Those Japanese steakhouses, great presentation. They don't give you a lot of food, though. They give you like a little bit. And the skinny people with me were complaining. You can't say anything, though. The guy's got a knife. Quiet, big boy. I cut your balls off. Oh, I think this is going to be plenty. I think it was that last half cup of rice you gave me. It just... I am so full, I have to take my belt off. I am, oh. All you can eat sushi, that kind of puzzles me. I mean, how much raw fish can you eat? I brought a seal with me. Come on, Andre. He ate buckets full. I don't like tea because they wrap it in that seaweed. And I guess it's really good for you, but I picked that out of the crack of my ass at the beach. I'm not eating it. I got hit with a wave one time. I could have harvested for all of Tokyo. I can't eat that. I'd have looked at that and go, mmm. Pick that out of your crack of your ass. Hey, honey, we got sandwiches. They say it's food, but I say nay, nay. But this seal ate buckets full. Buckets. The owner thought I was eating it all. I got yelled at again. This guy scared me, too. He reminded me of Lord Torunaga from Shogun.
Hey, you. Big boy. Come here. Wakarimasu ka? Hey, dozo.
That's Japanese. It means, you go now. Son of a bitch. Actually, you know what he said? He said, you eat like a free away. You eat like Fioe. You eat like Free Willy.
Yeah.
The Japanese hate that movie. They can't pronounce it. Feel weary. Feel weary. They try to see it over here in the movie theaters. They couldn't get in. What movie, please? Two tickets, feel weary. No, you have to pick a movie, sir. See the movies up here? Feel weary. Pick a movie. Feel weary. Weary. I have no idea what you're saying, sir. You're going to have to pick a movie. Feel weary. Feel weary is a fish. Like a flipper. You know flipper? But a big flipper. Big flipper. Weary. Step out of line, please. Feel weary. Oh, forget it. We see Die Hard with a vengeance. I like Feel Weary. Did you see that Feel Weary movie? I love Feel Weary. They had three of them, though. I mean, what, do you keep on getting caught? I let you go once. I can't be doing this shit all the time. If I let a killer whale go, he was back in that tank again. Hey, you're on your own. Stay away from the net. I like Feel Weary 1. At the end of... Did you see Feel Weary? Was a good large mammal movie. I think they should let Weary go. I mean, those killer whales are kind of like humans of the ocean. They have family, they have friends, they're mammals. I mean, what if somebody threw me in a van, made me do 6 shows a day for a buffet? You know, that would... Well... No, that'd be wrong. That would be wrong. So, I liked at the end of Weary 1, when Weary jumps over the kid and then off into the ocean. That was amazing. He jumped over a kid. I tried that at a water park. I didn't come close to clearing that kid. I heard screaming, I got out of there. I figured, let the paramedics do their job. They say little Timmy's going to come out of that coma, and I believe it with all my heart.
John Burnett here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Very funny guy. And ahead of that, two in a row from Stephen Lynch. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Remember, you can find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. If you're my friend, drop me a line, say, hey, what's up? Maybe request a tune. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some funny, funny stuff from George Wallace and our first installment of Not in the News News. It's all happening next.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. Between a stoic facade of granite and the fury of the canyon. Between blindness and blinding beauty. Between deafness and the presence of breathtaking music. It's why there's EarthShare, the simple way to find balance. EarthShare is the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare. Support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
200 years ago, Lewis and Clark discovered the West. That is, if you don't count the millions of American Indians who discovered it first. Because in 1804, Lewis and Clark left one civilization only to encounter dozens of others. Rich, diverse cultures like the Lemhi Shoshone, Clatsops, and Mandan Hadatsis. Cultures that had thrived on the Great Plains and Pacific Coast for thousands of years and despite everything are still here today. The Indians Lewis and Clark met could have ended their expedition many times, but saved it instead. Many times. With their food, horses, and compassion. What can we learn from a 200-year-old story? Walk with Lewis and Clark at lewisandclark200.org and see what you discover. Because their trail winds through us all.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he goes again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What are you, stupid or something? Call me back! I can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical, doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid. Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You got a problem with fair trade? With Japan? What is this unbalanced situation? When I'm in charge of the country, everything's going to be fair. Every time Japan sends us a Toyota, we send them a Buick. That's fair. They send us a nice Sony stereo system, we send them some crap from Radio Shack. That's fair. Our government can do so. They had another survey, $15 million, a wildlife survey, said there's only 29 white rhinoceros left in the world. Only 29 white rhinoceros. What the hell do I care about how many rhinoceros left in this world? Now, on the other hand, had they come back and told me there was only 15 chickens left, now we got a problem. What can I do to chip in on this research? A lot of y'all laughing. Somebody came in and told me there's only 15 chickens left. I got to go. A lot of you be right behind me. I ain't telling you no lie. I love me some chicken. Chicken is good. I don't care how you cook it, shake it, bake it, broil it. Chicken a la King. Hell, you can call it chicken Don King. I don't care. I eat it. I love me some chicken. Chicken is good. And if you cook chicken right, another chicken will eat chicken. That's how good chicken is. They say carrots are good for your eyesight. Chicken is good for your eyesight, too. Because if you love chicken, you can see a KFC sign a mile away. Chicken is good. And if there's such thing as reincarnation, that's the last thing I want to come back as. There's a chicken. Chicken has a bad life. Chicken has a short life. When the last time you seen a chicken having a one-year anniversary party? Chicken has a bad life. A chicken is the only animal on this planet that never dies of natural causes. Chicken has a bad... You never even see a dead chicken laying on side the road, do you? Never see a dead chicken. Dead dogs, dead skunks, everything. But never a dead chicken. A lot of things you never see. You never see Boy Scout cookies. Why don't we have Boy Scout cookies? I guess they just don't trust us with the money, huh? You never see the Last Baptist Church. Always the First Baptist Church. And every now and then you see the Second. One day I'm driving down the street, I see a sign say the Last Baptist Church. That's when I'm going to get my act together. Things you never see. You watch television, you never see an episode of ER where they don't use that defibrillator. I don't care what the patient's problem is. Well, what's wrong with the patient? Well, the patient has a rash because the elastic on his drawers are too tight. Bring him on in here. Stand back. Give me 3,000 votes. Things you never see. You never see a Ku Klux Klanman all dressed up, standing on the corner by himself. They had a Klan rally in Birmingham. We went. I was driving around with the chief of police. We pulled one over. I said, get out the car. Now put your hands on the hood. We told him not that hood. We stood there thinking, so bad he had to go home and change his sheets.
I be thinking he's a very funny man, and I be thinking I came in a little too early at the end of that bit. George Wallace here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Remember, you can email me if you would like. It's Crazy Jay at comic.com. Again, that's Crazy Jay at comic.com. We also have an official website to the show, rockincomedyshow.com. You can catch past shows, find links to some of the artists here on the show, and much, much more. Well, before we get into the news, let's play a new song from a new group called Leaving Springfield. They have a lot of great songs, but this is the one song that I feel stands out the most on their album. It's called Negative Attention.
Don't you ever put a smiley face above the eye and lipstick on the mirror when you finally write.
I'm leaving!
When it's over, you won't see me in some stupid stage of grieving. I'll be playing Naked Twister with your mother and your sister.
Negative Attention by Leaving Springfield. You can find them in the top of my friends list on MySpace. They're going to be here in a couple of weeks to perform for us. The name of the CD is simply titled The New Album. It's Leaving Springfield here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Let me give you one more from the guys.
All I want to do is run away. Just run away with you, and I know
to just run away with you. We don't have to go too far from our homes. All I want to see is you with me. The way.
They're called Leaving Springfield. That's Runaway With You. We had two in a row. Negative Attention just ahead of that one. Again, if you go to my MySpace page, they are in my top friends. Check them out. Find out where they are performing around town if you live in the Las V area. Anyway, they're a good, good group. Check them out. And like I said, they're going to be here on the Rock and Comedy Show in about 2 weeks. Speaking of performances and people visiting us, coming up next hour, a great group called Stone Dead Roses. We're going to be here to find out a little bit more about them. Maybe you don't know anything about them, but they're going to be here. We'll get them to perform and all kinds of good stuff. So don't go anywhere because the show is just getting better. And now it's time for that little segment you love to call and what I like to call Not in the News, News. What do you say? Let's do it.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
That's right. Not in the news news. They're actual news stories. Bring them to you each and every week from websites like FARC.com, F-A-R-K.com. Also, you can find them on Odd News and things like that. They're real stories. They're not anything from The Onion or anything like that. They're just stories that don't seem to make the mainstream news. But once in a while, there is one or two that slip in there. But here at Not in the News News, it's my job to bring you the off-the-wall, crazy, crazy stuff. We're going to get things started with a woman who is accused of borrowing a gun from a neighbor and then shooting and killing her husband. Investigators say Melanie Jackson borrowed a gun from a neighbor, entered the house, and shot Kevin Jackson.
That was your wife? What a bitch.
Well, the timing off on that one was a little weird. Anyway, Baker County deputies responded to the scene at about 5 a.m. after neighbors reported hearing five gunshots coming from the house. They found the husband dead of gunshot wounds in the front yard with a gun laying next to his body, and they took the wife into custody.
People who do that should be arrested.
I'm sure she was. One of the couple's two teenage children was at home during the time, but no one was hurt. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement joined Baker County detectives gathering evidence at the home. Jackson has not admitted to the shooting and that investigators do not yet have a motive.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing.
Oh, no one ever thought that soundbite would ever be as funny as that. However, a gun dealer said Jackson was pleading a self-defense case to him last week when she tried urgently to buy a gun from his shop.
And I know these terrible allegations will all be proven false.
They might be.
Why would you do that?
I'm a bitch.
You're not a bitch.
Oh, I'm a biatch, baby.
Exactly. Bill Krall, owner of the Hole in the Wall Antiques Gun and Ammo, said Jackson came into his store to buy a gun.
I never shot nobody. I didn't have to.
He said he knew something was not right and went directly to the sheriff's office when the woman left the store.
As if we care.
Well, you might care a little bit. Hopefully the sound bites will start firing off like they're supposed to. A 20-year-old woman and a 72-year-old man. Wait a minute. Let me say it again. A 20-year-old woman and a 72-year-old man, that's what it said, were intimate friends until romance turned to violence. Jennifer Stroth was arrested on a domestic violence charge after the couple had moved from Denver.
You're just hurting yourself with this rambunctious behavior.
The ensuing investigation turned up evidence of two earlier knife attacks on her. They shared a home in Denver. Stroth is accused of stabbing the man on February 1st and again on February 16th.
Lord have mercy.
The man sustained serious injuries, according to prosecutors. He was not identified by prosecutors because he is an alleged victim of domestic abuse. Stroth, Stroth remains in Lehrer County, but will be charged in Denver with felony counts of first-degree assault against an at-risk victim, two counts of second-degree assault against an at-risk victim, and menacing. According to court records, she has been arrested numerous times on drug, theft, and assault charges since turning 18 in 2005, including an arrest by Aurora police on assault, battery, and damaging private property charges stemming from a domestic violence case in November of 2006.
Have you ever been bitch slapped?
She needs it, I tell you. Wow, what a woman. Police said they raided a home where they said much more than strip poker was being played.
It will be an orgy beginning in room 340 in exactly 4 minutes. Orgy in 340, 4 minutes!
Something like that for sure. Police said a man turned a poker game with neighborhood residents into a business.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
With thousands of dollars on the table, high-priced buy-ins, credit card machines, and occasional nudity.
Nude alert!
Police said 37-year-old William Shane Anderson, his wife Lori, 37, and 20-year-old Matthew Bolton were released on bail after being charged with first-degree advancing gambling, providing a premise for gambling, possession of gambling devices, three counts of endangering the welfare of a child, and conspiracy. Police said they were also questioning the Andersons' parenting skills, as they said gambling was going on as the children were in the house, and even said the mother, a stripper, helped run the business.
Damn! No, she didn't!
On occasion, she was also a dealer, and she would deal topless, as well as basically serve your liquor. This is such a great story. After a long investigation, police said they figured out why the house was so popular. They said after Anderson lost his job, they decided he'd turn his home into a Texas Hold'em nightclub. And then it soon became a career.
Hey, that's great.
It is. At least he's out there making money. Police said he reached out to players all over Mid-Atlantic, held tournaments with high entry fees, and hired a man as a bouncer. Police said Alexander even accepted credit cards at a 14-hour marathon that sometimes went on a few nights a week. Anderson has denied running a casino out of his house.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing.
Of course you are. Police said, however, that exactly what it became over time, neighbors said they always knew something was up.
There's something going on over there. There's parties all the time. We never have a place to park. lots of cigar smoking and nudity. How come he didn't invite us?
Don't you know if you're going to do something illegal, you're supposed to invite your neighbors over so they feel a part of it? So they're having a good time, they're not going to call the cops? Invite your neighbors. If you're having a big party, invite your neighbors. It's just out of respect. Let's continue, shall we? A Carmelo High School employee has been jailed for stealing snack money from a disabled student.
Look, you can't do things like that.
You can't. This is so messed up. Ventura County Superior Court Judge James Colinger sentenced Christina Ray Santo to 6 months in jail, followed by 3 years probation. She also paid $285 restitution to that student.
Money, money, money.
That's right. Why would you steal it from a disabled child? The student's parents put $5 a day in her lunchbox along with her food. The money was for snacks, but her parents say she always came home from school hungry.
People who do that should be arrested.
The 37-year-old Oxnard woman earlier pleaded guilty to felony petty theft and misdemeanor cruelty to a child by inflicting injury. Defense attorney James Harmon says Sananto took the money to feed, here comes, her meth addiction.
What is wrong with you?
Well, that's one of the criteria to be a not in the news. Nudity, people being crazy and stupid, people doing drugs. Oh, a child's birthday party.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
At Chuck E. Cheese restaurant was cut short after a fight broke out between two mothers. The mom of the 9-year-old birthday boy, that's right.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Oh, I love you so.
Sorry, that song just moves me. The 9-year-old birthday boy apparently became enraged because the other son was hogging an arcade game. Sergeant Paul Thompson said Catherine Alega, 38, and Trisha Williams, 33, both of Boston, would be summoned into court to answer charges of simple assault and battery stemming from the scuffle.
Have you ever been bitch-slapped?
Police received a number of 911 calls about the fight. He said what started as a birthday celebration turned into a birthday melee.
Now, I bet people would pay money to see that.
I bet they would. Let's try it out. Let's put it on pay-per-view or something. Oh, moms are crazy. Moms are really crazy. In fact, here's a 43-year-old mom from Green Valley. She is facing two misdemeanor charges for allegedly serving wine and vodka at a sleepover party she held at her home for a couple of high school girls who were on the varsity basketball team.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Yes, she is. School officials suspended 10 players from the Bear River High School team for 30 days, ending their season early. The Nevada County District Attorney Office says the party took place at Nicole Francis Osterholt's home in December.
Your behavior is completely inappropriate.
Completely inappropriate. Beer's much cheaper. She is facing two misdemeanor charges of controlling or contributing to the delinquency of minors and providing alcohol to minors. Both carry maximum 6-month jail sentences along with fines of $1,000, but sentences are usually less served.
So, do I still have to go to jail?
No, I don't think you do. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we got one more for this installment of Not in the News. A 19-year-old Picasso man is in jail after a police dog sniffed him out of a doghouse.
You sure done made a fool out of yourself this time for sure. I never seen nobody look that silly before.
When a man called police that his car had been stolen, officers around the city began searching for it. They spotted it, but the driver accelerated and tried to get away. Eventually, the driver ditched the car and fled on foot. Officers from 5 agencies staged themselves around the Picasso's canine unit and was called in to help with the search.
You can't stop him. He's too insane.
A police dog found Francisco Montalva hiding in a doghouse. He has been booked in the Benton County Jail for eluding a police vehicle and first-degree theft.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Absolutely. It's going to do it for this installment of Not in the News News. We'll have more next hour. Plus, next hour, we have got Stone Dead Roses here in the house. They're going to be rocking the 44th floor. Remember, you can visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. If you are new to this show, you haven't checked it out, visit me on MySpace, make a friend request. I'll accept you, I'm pretty sure. Lots of cool pictures, fun pictures on there. You get updates about the show, the DVD release party, and all that good stuff. So check it out, myspace.com/crazyj13. You can also just send me a simple email. It's crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. And the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. We do have a lot of great shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next week, joining us for Not in the News News, he was a finalist from Last Comic Standing. Matt Kirshen's going to be in the house. Going to do the news with him. Plus, we got Speech Impediment Man coming back to the show. Another group called Plan B. We've got Bender stopping by from Zero Fingers to talk about their new CD and more. So you're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back with more of the Rockin' Comedy Show right after this.
Well, AISI, it was NBD.
You don't know what your kids are saying online or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. Help delete online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Something to sell, whether it's Poonani or HL. Give me one chance to make this right and take me into your heart tonight. Show love is everything to me. Something to say, just trying to make it through the day, just look into the bed between, I think you'll find out what I mean, that your love is all I ever need to find my way back home.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
Here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, doing a song that should definitely be classified as my theme song. You know what I'm talking about? The man inside my brain. Well, I don't call him the man inside my brain, but they definitely keep me up all night and never take a vacation. How's everyone doing out there? Are we excited? Are we feeling good? I know I am. They've passed out the second round of medication. Yeah. Next hour, electroshock therapy. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Thank you for tuning in to another hour, because we do have a great hour this hour.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, you will, because we're going to be rocking out. Let me tell you why. This hour is going to be so exciting. Yeah, like there's some big announcement. Not really. We are going to be doing more Not in the News news this hour, and we're going to continue to rock you out and, of course, make you laugh.
I'm an expert in goofing off, and this is goofing off.
It's not really goofing off. I'm just excited. I'm having a good time. And we have an in-studio guest this hour. They call themselves Stone Dead Roses.
Oh, that's nice. That's music to a mother's ears.
I thought you might like that. They're new to the Crazy J Show. So we're going to expose them on the 44th floor. Now, if you want to send me an email, you simply can.
I'm very cautious about emailing.
There's no reason to be. G-dub. No reason at all. You can send me an email to crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. Or you can visit me at MySpace as well. It's myspace.com/crazyj13 for those of you that don't know the address. You can make a request through my email or through MySpace. Tell me what you think of the show and more. So what do you say? Let's get things kicked off.
Play some more music.
That's what I'm working on. I'm working on it right now. But again, I want to point out that you can, if you're in the middle of the week and you know that a new show hasn't been posted, but you have to have your Crazy J fix, head on over to the official website to the show, rockincomedyshow.com. That is where you can find past shows. Maybe you haven't heard a lot of the shows. That's going to be your opportunity to do so. It's rockincomedyshow.com. And speaking of rockin' comedy, let's get things started this hour with some Fish Ranch Road.
Welcome home, babe. Lay your baggage down. You won't need it as long as I'm around. Smile like the first time. Ease your worried brow. Everything is better now.
Can't hardly wait to get there
Only one thing on my mind, I've never felt so passionate about anything before. I'm gonna grab right a hold of you soon as I walk through that door, cause I really gotta pee. Yeah, I really gotta pee. Feels like my bladder's gonna burst and I'm squirming in my seat. Yeah, I really gotta pee. Everybody, come on. Yeah, I really gotta pee. Woo-hoo. Yeah, really, 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 really gotta pee. Yeah. Stay with me here now. The second verse is a little more graphic. So I grabbed an empty bottle from underneath my seat. Started swerving through the traffic. Now the cops are chasing me. Oh, I should have just pulled right over and went behind a tree. Instead of being charged with a moving violation and three counts of indecency. Cause I really gotta pee. Yeah, I really gotta pee. Everybody come on. Feels like my bladder's gonna burst and I'm squirming in my seat. Yeah, I really gotta pee. Everybody come on. Yeah, I really gotta pee. In the bathroom, let me hear you. I heard a... Woohoo! Yeah, all right. Oh, you guys are great. Oh, love it, though, man. Start to think about, you know, some of the bands, especially the bands in the 90s, some of the new bands have just been so whacked out. You know, you start to think 20, 30 years is going to go by. What kind of crazy, dysfunctional box sets are we going to see in 20 or 30 years? What are you going to see? Act now. Send today for manic depressive rock. Comes complete with a prescription for Thorazine. Just really bad. I don't know. Get the best of Meatloaf, eating disorder rock. I would do anything for food, but I won't eat that. I don't know. It just could be so bad. What other dysfunctional stuff? Matchbox 20, great new band. Matchbox 20, great band, wonderful band. They got some great hits out. Good band. Just one of their songs is a little dysfunctional. You know the one I'm talking about? I wanna push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna push you down. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna take you for granted. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to get laid. Those are like exactly the words that would come out of my mouth. What is this guy talking about? You know? Nothing says it like roses, right? Guy needs to try decaf or something. I don't know. Just relax. Do you think he's gonna get laid talking like that? Hey, baby, come over here. Come over here. Come here. Come over here. Come here. I want to push you around a little bit. Treat you like crap. Take you for granted. Cause I dig you. Oh dear. Country's got their dysfunctionals too, right? Guy in the hat here. That's a cool hat, buddy. That is. That is a cool hat.
He sure got a pretty mouth. Make him squeal. Squeal like a pig. Whee! Poor Ned Beatty, man. How did his agent get him to take that gig? You know what I mean? What was that conversation like? Yeah, Ned. Yeah, I got a film for you. It's a big one, big stars, major distribution. Burt Reynolds is in it. Yeah, you got a good part. Oh yeah. There's a little sex and a little nudity though involved. I want to warn you. You got a real nice co-star. His name is Bubba. I'll take it. It's so wrong. There's all these new guys, too, that you can't understand, right? We're going to have, like, a whole slew of, like, speech impediment rock albums someday, right? Send for all those classic songs of the 90s. All the songs you can't understand, like the Stone Temple Pilots. Big on the motto. Big on the merry-go-round. Or how about this guy? Just complete gibberish. I love it. Dave Matthews fans, are we in the house? Dave Matthews rocks. I love Dave Matthews. I am like the biggest Dave Matthews fan. I saw him twice last summer. I love him. I can't understand a freaking word. But Dave Matthews. Then he starts his crap.
That's why he's called the Rock and Roll Comic. That's Mark Eddy here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Right now, I'd like to play something new on the show. Last hour, I introduced to you Leaving Springfield. This hour, they're called the Four Zoas, and this is a song called The Girl at Searchlight.
Thank you.
They definitely have a unique sound. They're called the Four Zoas. You'll hear them on the Crazy J Show in a couple of weeks performing for us live right here on the 44th floor. If you want to contact me, it's crazyj@comic.com, or you can do it through MySpace. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to rock the 44th floor with a group called Stone Dead Roses.
Hello.
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this,
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs and she was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me, that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself.
Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Last Tuesday morning, Fred Moore decided to become an organ donor. He told the woman at the driver's license office, and she made a note on Fred's new license. He told the people where he works, who congratulated him on his incredible generosity. And he told his best friend, who promptly bought him lunch. In fact, Fred told just about everyone he knew that he wanted to be an organ donor. Everyone. Except his family. Which means that if Fred were to die tomorrow, his organs might not be donated. A reminder. If your family doesn't know you want to donate your organs, it won't happen. Please, don't let a beautiful decision go to waste. Talk to your family about donating your organs.
Hey now, this is JT from The Uninvited, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Make sure you do visit me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. But right now, on the 44th floor, joining me all the way up here on the 44th floor, pretty excited about this. They are a new group to the Rockin' Comedy Show. They're called Stone Dead Roses. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. And what do you think of the place?
It's great.
It's awesome, man.
Oh,
man.
It's fantastic.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us here.
Well, I'm thinking that because you are a new group, a proper introduction should be done. So why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself to my listening audience.
Billy, I play guitar.
I'm Mike, and I play the bass.
I'm Mick, and I play the vocals. And we are one man short, so we will all introduce Robin.
Okay.
And Robin plays drums for Stone Dead Roses, and he is presently
on tour with Rush.
Yes. Is he Tekken for Pert?
I think he is.
You like Pert, don't you?
But I think he's only Tekken on the snare drum.
You know what? He had a gig at Guitar Center for like 4 hours, like tightening snares one time.
Nice.
Nice.
So how long have you guys been together as Stone Dead Roses?
About a year and a half now it's been.
Yes.
A year and a half?
Yeah. A year and a half.
It's
quick.
Been doing well.
Yep. Probably one of the most productive years and a halves of my life. Absolutely.
The half year is more productive.
I think the last half has been more than the year.
The last half has been great. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I do want to thank you guys for being here, but I also want to thank MySpace, because you guys friend requested me on MySpace, and I was checking out your profile, really liked the music. So again, thanks for friend requesting me. It was a good choice, because now you're here on the 44th floor. But has MySpace been really beneficial to you guys?
Thanks, man. It's we're really glad that you did. MySpace has been really good to us. I don't know. With MySpace, we've been able to get so many fans in such a short period of time. Like I said, we've been together for a year and a half. We've already got tons of friends, tons of support. We love all of our friends on MySpace, all our fans on MySpace. And for all of you people on MySpace, don't forget, or actually, now don't forget, because I'm just telling you this for the first time, we're opening a new website. It's going to be sdrrocks.com. And on it, we're going to have a lot more stuff than we do on the MySpace. There's going to be videos and merchandise, pictures, tour dates, all kinds of cool stuff coming up. So make sure to tune into that, and that'll be really fun.
I think what drew me to you guys was the name Stone Dead Roses. How did you come up with that name?
How the band name come about? You know, we're doing a little bit of thinking about band names and all the above, and just kind of decided, I mean, what are great rock and roll bands, and what are great rock and roll names, and it just sounded a little better than Rolling Dead Stones, so we went with Stone Dead Roses.
Well, I'll be the first to admit, it's really, really catching. you guys are a Vegas band, so what is your favorite thing about Vegas?
I'd say the best thing about Las Vegas is the diversity of the music scene. There is a little bit of everything. I've been to clubs. They have country night, fiddle night, swing night, rock night, emo night, punk night, metal night. I mean, there's nothing. There's no walk of music that does not exist in Las Vegas, which is awesome.
They have Liberace night.
They do have Liberace. And they have dress up like anybody night. They also have clubs you can go to and not dress at all. I mean, it's really open.
It is definitely a wide variety of audience, so to speak, out there. What would you say is the worst thing about Las Vegas?
I'd have to say the worst thing about Las Vegas is, in fact, if you let it, it's kind of like that movie Joe versus the Volcano, where Tom Hanks is in his office and he at the beginning, right before he loses his mind, and he walks up and he looks at the fluorescent lights and he goes, "And these things, they suck the life out of you." And that's how I feel about Las Vegas. I mean, it really, if you let it, it can do that. It can really drain, it can really be like draining on, like dreams, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when anyone in the world can go down to the strip and make $1 million on the roll of the dice, and you're sitting there, you know, in your band fighting for taco money. I mean, it can be a little frustrating.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've definitely, heard that a lot. With your group, who are your biggest influences in the rock world?
I'd have to say my biggest influence was Seal. When I was younger, my mom would play Seal for me in the car, and then he became a lot bigger when the Batman Forever soundtrack came out. That kind of took him mainstream, but I remember I was also most of the time into a lot of his earlier stuff. He had an EP out called Don't Harpoon My Love.
Dude, I think I heard that one. I think I've heard it.
It's a UK EP. You can only get it in the UK. Do you have
That's
it?
Right.
Yeah, yes. I do.
It's
I do.
It's awesome.
On my iPod.
It's awesome. For all you guys out there, definitely try to get a hold of that.
All right.
Billy?
I'll have to look that up.
Actually, Liberace.
He's good.
His piano playing. You don't like the rainbow?
I always like the
rainbow. It was the bling for that era.
Dude, bling it. Bling.com, that's right.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, as a group, who does most of the writing? Is it the lead singer, or is it a collective effort from everyone in the band?
The way the writing works, usually, basically all the time. I mean, I just work on a song. I get, you know, a song together, I guess, and then I take it, and all the guys get together, and then we turn it into a Stone Dead Roses song instead of, you know, a dude sitting on his acoustic playing in his room. So, I mean, I guess it just, the song starts as a little baby with me sitting out on an acoustic, and then we all get in the same place, and then everyone throws in their sauce to the stew, and then by the time it's all done, I mean, that's a It's ready to go.
Well, you talked about the writing. We haven't really heard any music from Stone Dead Roses on the show, so let's give the audience a reason why you're here to rock the 44th floor. Can you guys do a little something for us live right now?
All right, this is a new song in the Stone Dead Roses catalog. It's called Free. Wake the morning, feel the daylight come to break. The dawning of another day as I wipe the smile across my face. I got something to keep me going, or thoughts to keep me satisfied. I used to never, now I do, and I never felt so much alive. I'm free, and I never felt the way I do now. And it feels like I'm falling through the air, and I'll never hit the ground. I can't swallow, I won't surrender this breakaway. Cause I found the means to make myself in a broken world surrounding me. This a roller coaster, the ride I like to call my life. With ups and downs and turns around, it's a never-ending sacrifice. I got something to keep me going, or thoughts to keep me satisfied. I used to never, now I do, and I never felt so much alive. I'm free, and I never felt the way I do now. And it feels like I'm falling through the air, and I'll never hit the ground. I can't swallow, I won't surrender this breakaway. Cause I found the means to make myself in a broken world surrounding me. A world surrounding me. A world surrounding me. A world surrounding me.
They're rocking the 44th floor here today on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with the boys and find out a little bit more about them. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm Crazy Jay.
I've got a pop quiz for you. How well can you do? What's the last magazine you bought at the checkout line? What's the last book your kid checked out of the library? Who did your basketball team pick in the draft? Who did your kid pick to sit next to in lunch? Name a book on the bestseller list. Name a book in your kid's backpack. Who is president of the United States? Who is president of your kid's student council? Can you name three R&B artists? Can you name three artists your kids studied in school?
Know what really matters. When you know all about your kid's school, you know all about your kid. Not only will your relationship benefit, so will your kid. When kids have parents involved in their school, they have higher grades, better attendance, and more self-esteem. Visit www.pta.org to find 100 simple ways to get involved. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
I'm a good plow, a field with one hand, and chop a log just as well as a man. When it came to increasing disease resistance, that woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nursing help raise a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infection and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
Mr. Crazy J.
You're crazy. Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
They're a crazy religious cult.
I'm sitting here all by myself, just trying to think of something to do. I'm trying to think of something, anything, just to keep me from thinking of you. But you know it's not working out, 'cause you're all that's on my mind. One thought of you is all it takes to leave the rest of the world behind. Oh, I didn't mean for this to go as far as it did. I didn't mean to get so close and share what we did. I didn't mean to fall in love, but I did. And you didn't mean to love me back, but I know you did. Trying to convince myself that you're not the one for me. But the more I think, the less I believe it, and the more I want you here with me. You know the holidays are coming up, I don't wanna spend them alone. Memories of Christmas time with you will just kill me if I'm on my own. Oh, I didn't mean for this to go as far as it did. I didn't mean to get so close and share what we did. I didn't mean to fall in love, but I did. And you didn't mean to love me back. I know it's not the smartest thing to do, we just can't seem to get it right. But what I wouldn't give to have one more chance tonight. One more chance tonight. Sitting here trying to entertain myself with this old guitar, but with all my inspiration gone, it's not getting me very far. I look around my room and everything I see reminds me of you. Oh, please, baby. take my hand. We've got nothing left to prove. Oh, I didn't mean for this to go as far as it did. I didn't mean to get so close and share what we did. I didn't mean to fall in.
Problem in this country is remote controls. Okay, how many people like me get all the fancy shit at home? You get the widescreen TV, the DVD, the VCR, satellite dish, surround sound. How many remotes on an average sitting on your tables? Yeah, I got six. So I got tired of this shit. I went out and I got one of those universal remotes, but I was petrified of that thing because you have to punch codes into it. So I punch in the code for the TV, I press power, it went on. I was like, you're shitting me. Then I punch in the code for the DVD, that went on, the satellite dish, everything was working. But then I wanted to watch a DVD, and there's a button on the DVD remote that makes the TV go to DVD, but that's not on the fucking universal remote. So I had to bring that remote back. Then I had to adjust the tracking on the VCR. There's no button. Now I have seven friggin' remotes. So I don't want to hear about this third world shit anymore. We have our own issues right here. But we're comics, man. We talk about stuff in the news. And sometimes you as a crowd, you'll judge us. Like a few weeks ago, I'm working. There's another comic on before me, and he makes a priest joke because of all the Catholic stuff going on. Half the crowd was like, ooh, fuck off. I'm from Boston, and I was raised Catholic. And for the past 6 months, I've been thinking, what the hell happened to me? Then it dawned on me, nothing happened. What, I wasn't cute as a child? There's a flip side to that coin, man. But I am from Boston. I moved out to Los Angeles, where I don't fit in at all. Any California people here? California? I hate you fucking people, man. You are the phoniest people in the country. Oh, they think they're so fancy. And they complicate everything. Even shaving. I don't like to shave anymore. I got that new razor, that Mach 3 thing, the triple edge razor. Yeah, the first edge lifts the whisker, the second edge cuts it, and the third one takes bone marrow. I had to get a haircut in L.A., but I went to a hair salon. Does the word salon make it that much better? Because when the girl was done cutting my hair, I went up to the other lady at the cash register with a $20 bill in my hand, like I know what I'm talking about. She goes, that'll be $38. I go, $38, really? Well, where's the room? She says, the room? Yeah, the room I get to bang her in. Are you shitting me? $38 for a haircut? That's wrong, man. I mean, I like my hair. I judge people by their hair. A lot of people don't care, though. They'll go to places like Supercuts or Great Cuts. And I'll ask them, why do you go there? Well, it's only $7. Yeah, you know why it's only $7? Because the people cutting hair in there just graduated hairdressing school. They're not ready for the human head yet. But if you want to have fun, do what I do. If you have an afternoon off, stand in front of a Supercut. So when people come out, go, Don't you wish you spent $2 more?
I opened a bank account when I moved to LA. I've had bank accounts before, but I've never had one of these ATM cards. So now the card, I go to the bank machine, I put the card in the machine, I'm checking my account balances. But while I'm checking the balances, I notice the card shoots out, but I'm not done checking the balances. So I'm still checking the balances. Then I notice the card got sucked back in the machine. I was like, hey. And there was a little phone on the machine. I picked it up. There's a lady on the phone. Apparently she lives in the friggin' machine. I'm like, yeah. I was checking my balances and the machine took my card. She goes, well, sir, it does that to protect you. It eats it. I'm like, well, is it gonna shit it? Because I need it back. I have a haircut to pay for. I don't need that kind of protection. Why don't you protect me from the three gangbangers watching me while I'm doing this transaction, you little bitch, whoever you are? And I'll tell you what I hate about California the most is your roads. Your roads there suck. Because they never end. I always end up in Arizona going, fuck. But I had to go to an important audition in this place called Culver City. I'm late, I'm lost, I'm losing my mind, so I call my manager on the cell phone. But you ever notice when you call people, they make things worse for you? Anyway, I call her up, I'm freaking out. I'm late, I'm lost, I don't know what to do. She goes, okay, relax. What street are you on? I said, Culver. She said, are you going east or west? I said, there's a Home Depot, I'm pulling over. She goes, why are you pulling over? Because I'm going to buy a fucking compass. Are you shitting me? East or west? I'm lost, you asshole. Why do you think I called you? If I knew east or west, would I be on the phone with you? What am I, an Indian? Wait a minute. Let me see how the sun shining on the moss under my steering wheel. Up your ass with your east or west. That's why I could never be a cop in California. I'd be sitting in my police car to come across the radio, stolen vehicle going northbound on the 405. Shit.
Decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh, I got your head. The well one small time to decide on. When it's killing me, when I really see all that I need to look inside. Come to believe that I better not leave before I get my chance to ride. When it's killing me, what do I really need? All that I need to look inside. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh, come back and hey. I know the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa. Deep beneath the cover of another perfect wonder, where it's so white as snow. Privately divided by a world so undecided. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We are rocking up here on the 44th floor today with Stone Dead Roses. They're a local band here in Las Vegas, and they're on their way to superstardom. Right now, though, guys, what kind of advice can you give people starting out, going into the business? I mean, we all have heard the stories. You're going to get screwed by club owners and that sort of stuff. But what sort of tips can you really give those people starting out?
Have fun. Have lots of fun. Do it with people that you like to play with. And play all
loud.
The time. Loud. Play loud. Play light. Play medium. Play anything you want to play. Play bass. Play guitar. Sing vocals. Play drums. Bang on wood. Grab sticks. Shoot bows and arrows. Whatever you want to do. Just make noise. Yeah. Totally. Just make noise. And, if, you know, for anyone that really wants to take it seriously, I guess we would say the best thing to do is stick with it. And stick with what you do.
Right on.
So stay playing music and stay playing your kind of music. Just do it like that. And should be happy. And hopefully, and if people end up liking you, they're going to like you for what you do. That's what matters.
Now, I know it took a little bit of effort with schedules to get you guys all here on the 44th floor. Do you guys all live in Vegas, or do you just get together and do the gigs together?
I live in Vegas. I was the only one that lived in Vegas, actually.
Yeah.
I live in Oklahoma.
Yeah. I mean, everyone else...
I did overnight stays in Vegas.
Right. I mean, it was kind of one of those things where I lived in Vegas, and then, it, like, everyone else was, like, a mistress for some reason. Like, they would all come out, we would all sleep in the same house for a night, and then all be bedded. I think the neighbors thought we were an awkward family. Mm-hmm. But, no, I mean, right now we're doing more work out of the Midwest than Vegas, but love Vegas. I mean, it's been really good to us.
Right. But it's Vegas, the weather's getting warmer, we're getting closer to June. You don't know that much about the Rockin' Comedy Show, but every June I am part of the host of what we call Desert Fest. It's out in the middle of the Barstow Desert. We get a lot of bands, we get some comedians, people come out, they party, they drink, we rock climb, there's huge bonfires, I mean, it's just an ultimate party, and if you don't know how to party, you got to come to the fest. You got to check it out because there are party professionals out there. It's sort of like our own little Woodstock. And You guys would be awesome out there. We're always trying to get new bands out there and just come out and have a good time and play and sell some CDs and eat some great food and meet some new people. And I mean, you guys really should think about coming out to doing the Desert Fest in June.
Hey, man, we'd love to be there. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely, man. I'm always up for a party.
Just let us know, man. You know the MySpace and the SDRRocks.com.
Well, guys, I mean, I want to thank you for being here. I know your schedule's real tight and busy because you're working on the new album and stuff. So let's wrap up this interview with a final question. And that is, if you could go back in time and do things differently with your career, would you? Or would you just leave it the way it was?
You know, if I had to start all over again, I can't say there's a whole lot of things I would do different because, I mean, anything you do, you can learn from. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure all of us have gotten into business with a couple people in the music business that, you know, we probably could have benefited from not doing so. But, you know, I mean, you kind of got to get in and learn what stinks to really get a feel of what smells good. So, never, never. Or listen to the guy with the clown mask on how to get somewhere. But he had really good fried chicken.
Well, that's all that matters. You can't go wrong with a guy in a clown mask if he has good chicken. Anyway, guys, thank you for being here. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Let's continue to rock, shall we?
misery. Well, well, out on your trail now once again, boy. It's groping on your leg until it sleeps. The emptiness will fill your soul with sorrow. Cause it's not what you make, it's what you leave.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy.
This is a crazy man.
So far today sucks, baby. Tonight will be better. Feels like the bad luck's gonna follow me around forever. You said today you'd meet me for lunch. I waited, you never showed up. So far today sucks, baby. Up to you tonight. Tonight sucks, baby. Tomorrow will be better. Feels like the bad luck's gonna follow me around forever. You said to me you at the bar around 10. I'm drinking by myself again.
get those jelly donuts out of here. Grapefruit diet. Might seem a little severe. Grapefruit diet. I'm getting tired of my big fat rear. Blow fatty! Well, I used to live on chocolate sauce. Made sumo wrestlers look like Kate Moss. Walked down an alley and I got stuck. I got more rolls than a pastry truck. When I'm all done eating, I eat a little more. When I leave a room, first I gotta grease the door. Grapefruit diet. Can't have another eclair. Grapefruit diet. I gotta decrease my dairy air.
Professional golfers, you read about this? Kim Williams? She gets shot in the neck from a stray bullet from a firing range. They can't get the bullet out. It's in a precarious spot. They leave it in there. A week later, she enters the LPGA, comes in the top 10 with a bullet in her neck. I'm like, who is this woman? It's like the John Wayne at golf. He's out there setting up his shot. Mosquitoes! Wait a minute. This isn't a mosquito. Why, it's a bullet in my neck. And nuts. Ain't this a bitch? Gonna be a drag playing the back nine now. With a bullet in my neck. Guess I'll just have to grin and bear it. Hand me that tea, will you? I gotta stop the bleeding. Where's the next hole? So I noticed you came up short on the 13th hole there. Did you hit it fat? Bad club choice?
Yeah, I might have chosen the wrong club. But it might also be because I just happen to have a bullet in my neck!
I noticed you landed in the sand on the 18th hole. That upset you?
No, it didn't upset me. You know, landing in the sand is kind of trivial, isn't it, when you consider offense and life? Especially when you just happen to have a bullet in your neck!
She never gets the bullet taken out, you know? Just so she has an excuse the rest of her life. Hey, honey, you know the steak isn't done all the way.
I realized that. but maybe. Just maybe it happens to be because I got a frickin' bullet in my neck. Mister, no bullet in your neck. You try cooking a steak to perfection with a bullet in your neck, and you see what it comes out. I do not need this bullshit in this house with a bullet in my neck anymore. See, I like to take a joke.
Hello, this is Shaggy coming at you with my main dog, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, Reed?
Well, let's get ready to shake your mad rums to this Scooby-Doo.
Rah! Roomy, 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 roomy.
Yeah.
Roomy, 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 roomy.
Get down.
Roomy, 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 roomy.
Uh-huh.
Roomy, roomy, roomy,
roomy. Like, you're my best pal, Scooby-Doo. You're my best friend. You run away from ghosts with me, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my rest pal. Raggy, you're the raiders. When I'm reared, I romp and you roll me.
Like we solve mysteries, but we're so young. Always running, but we seem to get the job done.
Rah.
That Daffy, she's easier than an altar boy. And that wussy Fred is her little boy toy. Looking back, I don't think Thelma was joking when she asked me why the van was always smoking.
Rah.
With such a high IQ, you'd think that she gets the point. Me and Scuba Wren are always smoking tons of doinks. Like, you're my best pal, Scooby-Doo, you're my best friend. Hey, you run away from ghosts with me, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my rest pal. Raggy, you're the raiders. When I'm reared, I romp and you roll me.
I don't know who will finally take off that ghost mask. Like, who cares, cause only do we get Scooby snacks.
Rah.
Like, the game runs off and I'm alone with Scooby-Doo. Now he's gone too, so I'll yell,
where are you?
Me and Scoob would much rather be eaten. Not by a monster, it'd be us who do the feeding.
Rah.
Like, we don't even get medical for our hijinks. Working for Mystery Inc. really, really does stink. Like, you're my best pal, Scooby-Doo, you're my best friend. You run away from ghosts with me, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my rest pal. Raggy, you're the raiders. When I'm reared, I romp and you worry.
Like, Scoob, you may be my buddy, but you're smelling kinda cruddy.
You smell like crack blue too.
Well, I would hate to spoil it, but you drink out of the toilet.
Hey, Raggy, Rota, you.
If I did this Great Dane, I'd hook up with a ton of dames.
I bet you wish that that were true.
Was like Scoob touche, but you'll never get any babes.
Who do you think Miss Crappy Doo?
Like, we solve mysteries, yes, we always did. When we catch them, they would call us Medley Kids.
Rah.
Like Scooby Doo, we got some work to do. Run, gotta catch that villain, always for pure fun.
Rah.
All this time, Scoob has always been my best friend. Through thick and thin, stuck to the very end. Scoob, I wanna give my appreciation at every destination, even crappy animation.
Rah.
Like, you're my best pal, Scooby Doo, you're my best friend. You run away from ghosts with me, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my rest pal. Raggy, you're the raiders. When I'm reared, I romp and you worry.
But you're the best pal a guy could ever ask for. I wear bell bottoms and a shirt that's green, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my rest pal, a dog's best friend. You're a bad but that will rotter me.
Like, our new song's pretty keen, huh, Scoob?
Yeah.
Oh, you say we get out of the store and get us some anchovy ice cream.
What?
Dino Mike here on the Rockin' Comedy Show from his CD called Smarkly's. It's Ode to Scooby-Doo. We had some John Caponera stand-up ahead of that and some Weird Al Yankovic with a grapefruit diet. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I told you at the start of the show that I had some Dino Mike news. He is in the studio working on a new album, And, well, not a new album. I guess he's working on one new song, but it'll probably lead into a new album. But he's gotten together with Barry and the Bookbinders to do his next song, so it ought to be really good. You know Barry and the Bookbinders, the guys that do songs like this.
You may feel a bit perturbed as I kick you to the curb. It's over. You've been replaced. You've been dumped. You've been ditched. You have been erased. Someone new's around. I'm really glad I found. I hope you understand that I've fallen in love with my right hand. My right hand. My right hand and me, we get along so perfectly. It's into football. It likes to bowl.
Dino Mike and Barry and the Bookbinders getting together to bring us some dementia. Ought to be nice, so we'll be looking forward to that in the next couple of weeks here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. And it is the Rockin' Comedy Show because we keep you rocking, we keep you laughing. I want requests. I want to know what's on your mind. Email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj at comic.com. You can also visit me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. We've got the news coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Daddy, I think Bullet wants to go outside.
Then take him, son. Sure, he's a Great Dane, meaner and 100 pounds heavier than you. Sure, he's strong enough to tow an SUV, but you're a Peterson, and at 4, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice.
Like this?
I use both hands, but hey. Now show him who's boss. Let him know who's top of the food chain.
But I'm afraid I could get hurt.
I'm afraid I don't understand. Just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, boy.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Daddy!
Make him spit that cat out this instant!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. TV personality Luke Perry.
All right, I got a little pop quiz for you. It's about me. What was my zip code? What city was it in? Name three kids I hung out with in the lunchroom. Name three kids your child hangs out with in the lunchroom.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Did you know your child's asthma attacks can be triggered by things like shower curtains, a blanket, even a teddy bear?
I feel like I'm choking.
And there are many other things in your home and your child's classroom you may not know about. For the latest information, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Help prevent your child's asthma attacks and avoid the emergency room. Call toll-free 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Or visit www.noattacks.org.
I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to the Crazy J Show.
So I did move to Los Angeles 2 days before the big earthquake. Whew, that was not in the brochure. I'm out from the Midwest. I never thought about an earthquake taking place in the middle of the night. I've now learned my little lesson. If you're going to go there, don't ever sleep naked. Very ugly choice to have to make at 4:30 in the morning. Boy, big old brick to my head or my white butt running down this street looking for... No. I think I'll just sit here and wait for the dull logs. Los Angeles is bizarre. There are so many Spanish-speaking people. We got like two in Missouri and they're teachers. I just can't get used to... My friend's like, Kev, why don't you learn Spanish? I'm like, because I flunked English. What are the odds I'm going to pick a whole other language at this point? They got those border checks. Don't ever goof around with those people. The guy goes, ma'am, do you have anything in the trunk? I go, besides the Mexicans? Yeah, that was a two-hour little yuck-yuck. Oh, yeah. He went through my golf bag. Oh, yes, I have 100,000 pygmy midget Mexicans. They're going to paint my house for $1. Let them go. That earthquake was something else. I just left the floods here. We had our big flood. Oh, two years in a row. You know, it was during that flood I decided to, during every natural disaster, if there's like one idiot to represent your city, I think CNN goes way out of their way to talk to that man. Oh, they found our flood representative. Sitting in Texas watching CNN live, St. Louis, Missouri. There's our guy. He's sitting out on the porch, 18 feet of flood water. He's got his hat on that says, who farted? His pigs were up on the roof. Even the pigs knew there was something really wrong. They go out in a boat to interview the man. Hello, sir. We're from CNN. We were just kind of wondering, like, what the hell are you still doing out here? He's like, oh, well, hell. I just didn't know when a good time to leave would be. Well, Bubba, here's a tip-off. When you see carp in your family room, you try to feel sorry for everybody, but some it's hard. I mean, this guy built his house on stilts, on a floodplain, right next to the Mississippi River, and cannot believe he got flooded. He is just as surprised this year as he was last year. Then we go to go get him, and he won't come with you. Look, sir, brought an empty boat. We're here to rescue you. Come on, let's go. Oh, I ain't leaving. Can't leave. Because the minute I leave here, don't you know what's going to happen? Looters. Sir, what do you think? There's like five guys in scuba outfits coming out to get your who farted hat? Let it go. Get you another one at the fair. We've had so many natural disasters, some people are starting to panic and think it's a biblical sign of the end of the world. Seriously, they're calling the talk shows and quoting the Bible. I'm Catholic, we don't read the Bible, so I have no idea if these people are telling the truth or not. Thank you, that's, yeah, people laugh. If you're not Catholic, I'm serious, we don't read the Bible. When we're in church, we read the bulletin. That's... much more important to find out who's dead and what's for lunch. That's... so I can't quote the Bible, but I think I know when people are totally making stuff up. One lady in the Donahue audience stood up. She goes, do you want to know why there's flooding in the Midwest, Phil? I'll tell you why there's flooding in the Midwest, but it's right there in the Bible. God don't want riverboat gambling. Oh, now you made that up, ma'am. Sit down. That's a bunch of crap. You... like, he couldn't have just hid the dice. Right. Okay.
She's a very funny lady. Her name is Kathleen Madigan. Hey, you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Check out the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. .com? What? .com. You can find links to some of the artists here on the show. You can also visit the Crazy Jay store. Get that CD simply titled Crazy Jay Presents White Trash Comedy. Yes, it's still available. If you haven't picked it up, so do it now. If you haven't picked it up, do so now. Do so now. That's what I wanted to say. Oh, the medicine's got me all tongue-tied, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Yeah, it is time once again for Not in the News News, one of our all-time favorite segments on the show. So what do you say? Let's get started. Oh, we've got some good ones, I got to tell you. Let's get started with... oh, yeah, this is a good one to get started with. A man spat on his girlfriend after she discovered he was sleeping with another woman.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
And it's an odd way to start the story, but that's what it says. The victim stated she became angry at her boyfriend, the father of her child, and asked him to leave after hearing he was having relations with another female. She told a deputy her boyfriend spat on her before he finished gathering his items.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet to me.
She called the sheriff's office and stated several times she didn't want the man to get into trouble. She only wanted him to leave. Let's try that one again. She told the deputy that she didn't want the man to get in trouble. She only wanted him to leave. There we go. The man's version of the story is a little different. He told the deputy the argument escalated when his girlfriend called the other female to question her. He said he was making faces at his girlfriend while she was on the phone, the report said. The man told the deputy the woman began arguing and telling him to get his things and leave or she would throw him aside. The man said he gleeked on the woman. He didn't spit, he gleeked. But... did not intentionally mean to spit on her.
Jeez, I'm an idiot.
Deputies could not conclude a crime was committed at all because of the conflicting statements. That's pretty much, that was, you know, the cops scratching their heads. A killer who sued to have a sex change claims her body is becoming more masculine again because she's been denied treatment in prison as she awaits a ruling in her bid for the surgery.
My name is Susan, and I have just gotten out of prison.
Yeah, she's still in prison, though. Michelle Kozlik, formerly known as Robert, said that for months she has not been allowed to have court-approved hair removal treatment or access to a specialist to discuss her testosterone levels. My breasts have shrunk, genitals have regained previous size and function.
I've had a man's hairy balls since I was 8.
And she's trying to get rid of them. Facial hair is thicker and scalp hair is thinner, all related to an elevated testosterone level, Koslecki said in a handwritten letter submitted to the court recently. Robert Koslek was sentenced to life in prison in the 1990 murder of his wife. Said the slaying was self-defense after she poured boiling tea on his genitals.
Your balls are showing.
That's why he wants to be a girl. Koslek, 58, who illegally changed her name to Michelle in 1993 and has begun living as a woman, first sued the Department of Correction in 2000 after saying its refusal to allow her to have a sex change surgery violates the Eighth Amendment protection against cruel and unusual punishment. In 2002, U.S. District Judge Mark Wolf ruled that she was entitled to treatment for gender identity disorder, including hormone treatments, laser hair removal, and psychotherapy, but stopped short of ordering sex reassignment surgery. It's easy. I'm sure somebody in the prison can get it done for you. Koslek sued again in 2005, saying the treatments were not enough to relieve her anxiety and depression. The trial lasted on and off from May 2006 until March of 2007, with expert testimony from 10 doctors, psychiatrists, and psychotherapists. An Associated Press review last year found that the Corrections Department and its outside healthcare provider had spent more than $52,000 on experts to testify about the surgery, which would cost about $20,000. Though testimony ended almost a year ago, Wolf has given no indication that he will rule in the case, which is being closely watched nationwide by advocates for other inmates who want to undergo a sex change. Transgender inmates in other states have sued prison officials, but none has pursued a judge to order a sex change operation. And that's why we like Not In The News, because they're wacky, they're weird, they're off the wall. Police are searching for a person who left 4 hand grenades in a Westmoreland County Goodwill shop.
Why would they do this?
I don't know, let's find out, shall we? The grenades were found in a plastic box. The Allegheny County Bomb Squad rushed to the scene in Rostrover Township. Police say the grenades were of a military surplus variety.
That is some pretty fucked up shit.
Yeah, they were removed from the store. The store's assistant manager, Don Graham, says the grenades may have been in the store for days before they were even discovered. An 18-year-old man suffered 5 stab wounds to the stomach in a fight over how long he was taking in the bathroom.
You come out or I'll break down the door!
And then I'm going to stab you! 5 times! The stabbing was reported at 7:30 p.m., San Diego Police Sergeant Bob Dare said. An argument between the victim and a 28-year-old man who lived at the home escalated into a fight in which 3 of the man's friends jumped in and began fighting with the victim.
So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
I think that's probably what's going to happen. A friend of the victim, a 41-year-old man, came to his aid and the two armed themselves with sticks. That's right, with sticks. Well, that's not the right sound. That's not the right soundbite for that one. Moving along. During the fight, the man who lived at home and his friends threw bottles at the victim and his friend, and one armed himself with a knife and stabbed the victim 5 times in the stomach, he said. Uh-oh, we're having problems over here. I don't know what's going on. The assailant, whose identity was not immediately released, was taken into custody. Dare said the victim was hospitalized but expected to survive. Oh, this is a good one. A monk. I'm distracted because the sound bites aren't working. We'll start this over. A monk has been caught with around 230 pornographic films in his room in a monastery in West Germany.
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you.
230 films, my friend. The discovery was made after the monk was caught trying to steal 4 gay pornography DVDs from a sex shop.
Oh, this is just gay.
After an assistant caught him stealing the films, the 49-year-old fled, throwing his loot in a rubbish bin before being caught by police. The monk lives at the 900-year-old Maria Lach Abbey in Rhineland-Palatine. Everybody gets a little horny. We're going to end our news this week with a great story out of South Pasadena, California. What's up? The community on the edge of Los Angeles has become what you want to call a cuss-free zone.
Profanity makes talking fun.
I fucking think so. So if you're headed to South Pasadena, be sure to turn down the volume on that Snoop Dogg CD. And if the little old lady from Pasadena cuts you off in traffic, don't even think about flipping her the bird.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Well, I don't make this stuff up. Not that the police will slap cuffs on you and haul your butt off to jail in light of the proclamation passed last week by city council, but you could be shamed into better behavior by unsettling glares of residents who take their reputation for civility very, very serious.
I have my reputation to think of, you know.
Of course. That's one of the purposes of this, Mayor Michael Cacotti said. It is a designation the first week of March as No Cussing Week. It provides us a reminder to be more civil, to elevate the level of disclosure. The proclamation will be in effect until Friday, and then the first week of every March hereafter. But what's different about the latest push to stop saying in public the words that Jane Fonda and Diane Keaton recently discovered we still can't say on television is that was proposed. This whole thing has been proposed by a 14-year-old boy.
I have no more use for this guy.
His mom and dad always, my mom and dad, he says, always taught me good morals, good values, and not cussing was one of them, said McKay Hatch, the founder of South Pasadena High School's No Cussing Club, during a recent break between study hall and tennis practice. I've cussed before, I'm not going to lie to you, Hatch quickly added, but I try not to cuss anymore.
So, do people watch what they say around you?
Because I'm black.
No, because you're gay.
He was in junior high school when he became fed up with all the blue language around him. He understood why his friends use foul language. They just want to fit in like everybody else. And they don't know how. So they figure if they cuss, maybe it's an easy way to do that.
You know, he only wants a friend.
Yeah, everybody does. But it wasn't for him. I finally told my friends I don't cuss, and I said, if you want to hang out with me, then you're not going to cuss either.
Yeah, well, you think so, but you'd be wrong.
Exactly. 9 months later, the No Cursing Club has a website, claims a membership of 10,000, and boasts chapters in several states and counties. Hatch considers his greatest achievement and though to be getting his hometown of 25,000, it is almost an official cuss-free zone.
Thanks for your support.
That's going to do it for this installment of Not in the News News. We got more next week, so join us then. And remember, if you have a funny story you've stumbled across, email it to me anytime. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more funny and more rock all mixed up.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies that use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Last Tuesday morning, Fred Moore decided to become an organ donor. He told the woman at the driver's license office, and she made a note on Fred's new license. He told the people where he works, who congratulated him on his incredible generosity. And he told his best friend, who promptly bought him lunch. In fact, Fred told just about everyone he knew that he wanted to be an organ donor. Everyone. Except his family. Which means that if Fred were to die tomorrow, his organs might not be donated. A reminder. If your family doesn't know you want to donate your organs, it won't happen. Please, don't let a beautiful decision go to waste. Talk to your family about donating your organs. Talk to your family about donating life. Call 1-800-355-SHARE, 1-800-355-SHARE. A message from the Coalition on Organ and Tissue Donation, the Ad Council, and this station.
During the next 5 seconds, think about this. How do newborns learn?
Come on, smile for Daddy. Come on, clap your hands.
That's right, with their parents, Mom and Dad. Affection and games are important to nurture a baby's self-esteem. But did you know that his developing brain needs even more? Now, if we could hear this baby's brainwave, it might sound like this. On the other hand, the brainwave of a baby who is read to, sung to, and talked to in full sentences would sound more like this. Big difference, isn't it? Scientists have proven that a baby's brain develops better when you read, sing, and speak with complete sentences, especially during the first year of life. So talk to your baby at bath time, read before bedtime, maybe even sing while you're changing diapers. An early start. Now that's smart. A message from El Valor McCormick Tribute Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
Staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel's a different kind of pain. I'm going. closer I get to you. I've not always been the best man, a friend for you, but your love remains true. And I don't know why you always seem to give me another try.
Right.
Springfield here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Another great song of theirs from their new CD. In fact, that's what it's called. The new album, that's Pretty Skinny and Blonde. Looking forward to them being here in a couple of weeks on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Again, I want to thank Stone Dead Roses for being here today. Coming up on the next Rockin' Comedy Show, Plan B is scheduled, and also Matt Kirshen is going to be here for Not in the News News. We've got a great show for you. You're not going to want to miss it. And right now, it's The Uninvited.
If I were the $6 million man, I'd be worth $6 million more than I am. But I'd be the envy of all of my neighbors. You'd be my Farrah Fawcett Major.